writers, you know, from the Northeast have kind of come to Key West and just been, you know, wowed by the exuberant, natural, subtropical life that there is here, the vegetation, the animal life, the bird life. They overlapped with Hemingway, with Tennessee Williams, and with Elizabeth Bishop, who was right here, you know, in this house. Bishop being a woman, being a poet, being gay, didn't necessarily, you know, get the same kind of mainstream recognition that an Ernest Hemingway has always gotten. But she's very much a part of the fabric of literary Key West, was very much admired by, you know, writers of her time and up until the present day, of course. The story of Bishop in Key West is the story of writers in Key West and is the story of literary Key West. So we really want to kind of embrace all of that history here at this site.